Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, verse number one, notice that word, wherefore. Wherefore. Anytime you see that word, wherefore, or the word therefore, obviously you know it's there for a reason. The word wherefore is as much as used in the same light. So it's based on what was previously said in the previous verses. There's already been a fact been made. What's the fact? Well, that Jesus Christ is better. We see in chapter number one, I already mentioned that. He's so much better than all the prophets. He's so much better than the angels. He's God very mentioned. We looked at it in Hebrews chapter number one, that Jesus Christ is God, very God. He made it all. He's so much better. And because of these facts, and then look in verse number 17 and 18 to pull verse number one together in chapter number two. See that word again in verse number 17? Wherefore? Wherefore, based on what was previously said, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. It's speaking of Jesus. Jesus became man in order to die. Remember, we talked about this last week. God cannot die. So why did God become flesh, Jesus Christ? Why? In order that he could die, to pay for our sin debt. And that's what Paul is explaining to us. Remember, we talked about that last week in chapter number two. Why did he have to come? Why did he have to put on a robe of flesh? Well, in verse number 17, he kind of capsulized everything we read in verse number, chapter number two, about Jesus taking on flesh, that it behooved him, it was absolutely necessary for Christ to be made like unto his brethren. He had to, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. What a pregnant verse. So much information here. Now he becomes a high priest. He became a high priest for us because he was able to put on this flesh. He was able to relate to man because he was man. Now, I've said this time and time again. Jesus Christ was not half man and half God. Jesus Christ was fully man, 100% man, and he was 100% God. Can I understand it? No. I just believe it. I don't understand the virgin birth. I don't. How is that possible? Well, with God, all things are possible. With men, I don't understand salvation. I know the principles of it. But how can God make a sinner clean? I know through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, but only God can do that. We can't do that, and I can't comprehend how God could love us. I mean, how God could love me. I could look out over the congregation, I could say, how God could love y'all. We're a motley crew. But yet God, and I can't understand that. But yet God became flesh, Jesus Christ, dwelt in this body of flesh. He was sinless. He was perfect. Remember, I talked about this last week, just a little bit, I touched on it, how that the blood that was, that his flesh was sinless, and even his blood was perfect. His blood was God's blood. Now let that sink in. It was not, the blood was not of Mary, it was not of Joseph. He got his flesh from the seed of a woman, Mary, not from man. Are y'all following? Yeah. What I'm talking about? Who can understand these things? The greatest mind can't comprehend these things, but we just believe it and we know the principles and the foundation of it. But man, when you get into it, how did the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, overshadow Mary and implanted into Mary that divine, literally the word is seed. We talked about that seed. The Greek word is sperma. That sperma seed, God himself. I can't fathom that. And yet, Paul puts that in wherefore. Based on that fact, we don't understand. I can't wait to preach this morning. I'm going to preach about the cross. We know because of Easter. Who said Easter? Yeah. Easter Sunday, next Sunday. And there's a lot of controversy about all of that. And I'm not going to get into that because we have some visitors and I want them to love this preacher. He's such a good little preacher. You know, I want them to. But listen, this. Somebody mentioned yesterday about Good Friday. Okay, I don't want to pop your bubble, but Good Friday came from the Catholic Church. Jesus Christ was not crucified on a Friday. He was crucified on a Wednesday. Okay, I know it's Passion Week, Palm Sunday, all these things that are thrown at us. But listen, we get our doctrine in the Bible, not out of the Bible. Jesus said this. Can I take a little rabbit? Somebody here, they're members now, so I can say this. They said, "Preacher, once in a while you'll chase a rabbit on you." I said, "I know, but I'll catch this one. I promise I'll catch this rabbit." Okay, I'll get back on track here. The people the Pharisee, "Jesus, show us a sign." He said, "You adulterous generation." Okay, you want a sign? I'll show you. I'll tell you a sign. "As Jonah was in the belly of the whale." Now, this is what Jesus said. "3 days and three nights. So also must be the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth." That's what Jesus said. I'm just quoting him. Now, if you can put Jesus in the tomb on Friday by 6 o'clock. He had to be in the ground by 6 o'clock, whatever day you want to argue, that evening, okay, because it's the next day. Anyway, if you have him in the tomb, you cannot have 3 days and three nights, no way, between Friday night and Sunday morning. It ain't happening. Okay? Are you following? He died on a Wednesday. He's placed in the tomb by 6 o'clock Wednesday, which was Thursday. You following? We think midnight is the change of the, but for the Jewish people, 6 p.m. is the new day for them. So he's in the tomb Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Okay? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's in the tomb Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He's in the tomb Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. He's in the tomb Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He comes out of the tomb 6 o'clock Saturday evening, which is Sunday for the Jewish people, the first day of the week. Does it make sense to y'all? I wish I had it up on the thing. Anyway, so I say a lot of outside things that kind of affect our mentality, though. But Jesus is in the tomb 3 days and three nights, as he said. He rose again. Now, I'm not going to argue with anybody if you want to say that on a Thursday or Friday. Again, that's up to you. I'm just glad he rose again. That's the main thing, you know. But if you don't believe me, you've been wrong before. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, so we see that he had to take on flesh. In verse number 17, "Wherefore all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brother, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor," or become like a nursemaid "to them that are tempted." Aren't you glad that Jesus knows all of our cares and burdens, because he's tempted in all points like we were? Okay, then we get to verse number 1. "Wherefore, based on what we just learned, holy brethren," by the way, I love that term, holy brethren. I know he's talking to the Jewish people, but at the same time, we ourselves be brethren. The word holy means we're separated unto God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.